Hour number three? It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004.
And I'll miss you. And now I wonder.
Visit mortgages2go.ca. Connor, I...
Like, what are you doing to us?
I appreciate you, but can you just take us through the thought process of playing this song coming out of the break?
I just saw it in my folder, and it just... I don't know. It felt right.
Okay.
It
felt right. We have a specific Kron intro.
But still, like, oh, I...
GVP really left you a good set of notes, hey?
Where is he?
Taking his birthday off.
Yeah, it was his birthday
yesterday.
Did you
turn his mic on?
I did. His mic's on.
Can you not hear me? I can't hear myself.
Okay, no. His mic's on. He's on. Eight. Yeah, he just got to throw him on. Don't worry. We'll throw you on in a sec. It's okay.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. GVP's away.
Make him away downtown. Moving fast.
There it is. There's the laugh.
Oh, there you go. I got it.
Hey,
I can hear myself
hello?
Now.
Hello, is this thing on? Fridays, am I right?
You did say we were going to mail it in today.
I did.
You
but
said
we
that
have
yesterday.
It, but we haven't.
You're right. We haven't.
Damn it.
But hey.
The Ron McLean interview with Bob Cole Stories was
awesome.
Phenomenal.
We kind of, with Frank, there was some mild mail.
Yeah.
Mild,
yeah, we did.
Mild, maybe a
Frank
postcard.
Had some good takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wrong about the Maple Leafs, but it's like.
What do you say about
takes.
The Maple Leafs?
No, no. Like Mitch Marner always gets crapped on, but it's like Auston Matthews has one good game in the playoffs. I was like, oh, guys, I'm delivering. Like, no, he hasn't.
I know.
He hasn't.
He is. He's
no,
fine.
No, this is where I'm like, you go look at the guy up north, 97, how he can do his crap during
he
the
elevates.
Regular season. He goes to another level
McKinnon,
when it goes to the postseason.
Another level.
Where Matthews did great in game two. That was the first of this series of really going, hey, I'm going to elevate it. I'm going to be there. We need you want to be a top goal scorer in this league.
Right.
You want to be a top player. You need to play like McDavid. You need to play like
Crosby.
McKinnon.
Crosby.
Elevate. The guys in this league.
Yeah.
What are Matthews' stats in the playoffs?
He has one goal.
No, like not
no,
not
he had three
overall,
points
overall.
In the...
Yeah, yeah. No, he's been good.
Yeah.
He's been good. But it's going to be fun watching Linus Allmark in it tomorrow.
You know, I said
it's
that,
It's his
dude.
Turn.
I said that to somebody.
Matthews
like,
is...
We're going back to Allmark. Going back
turn.
To Allmark. It feels right.
It's
it
his
just
turn.
Feels right.
Do you want to do your sponsor read? Because you are brought to you by All Kind Door Services today.
He's got 47 points in 53 playoff games.
Oh, he's got this music. There we go. Oh,
okay. All right. Good job, Connor.
There you go.
Brent Caron is brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering 24-hour emergency service. For all your door repairs, anything that swings, slides, or rolls, call 403-266-1411.
That's a solid read.
Go say hi to the Rickster.
That was a good one.
I was actually nervous.
Get your doors sorted.
So we got to get you nervous.
Why
to
are
read
you
good.
Nervous
Why are you
now?
Of all
are you
days?
In your own head?
I'm trapped in my head now. I'm going through a cold spell right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Why?
A little bit of a slump?
You're not done talking about these Calgary Flames?
Hey, I'm not done.
Was Huska not done talking about those Calgary Flames
no,
yesterday?
No, he was not.
Yesterday? I heard him a bit, but I had meetings, so I couldn't catch it.
He was great yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did he enjoy being on, you think?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he might come back.
And we asked him some tough questions.
Yeah.
About the Zadorov situation.
Yeah.
We asked him about that.
Yeah.
The Huberto benching.
Mm-hmm.
He says Rasmus needs to shoot more.
Yeah.
Yep. We also asked him, how he was trying to double shift Kadri to get his 30th in that last game against the Sharks.
Yeah. Don't know if you noticed.
Then, yeah. He was great. Check out the podcast if you missed it.
Did you care about Kadri's TOI for the last game?
Yeah.
A little time on ice.
TOI. Getting those shifts up.
We have, and again, stuff I love when you're a great analyst when you're in. I also love that we bestow the... We bestow
why'd you laugh
the
that?
Yeah. Why are you laughing about that? We bestow the responsibility upon you to give away the tickets today. We have Arkell's tickets and gold medal tickets to the Para Ice Hockey World Championships, which is going down at Winsport. So GVP's off today. GVP never takes any time off. He's like me.
Stew is off today.
Yeah. GVP is off. He had his it was his birthday yesterday, and he took today off. Right? So the question is at 960-960, name and location, 830, we're going to start reading the text and everything. GVP takes more time off than blank. GVP takes more time off than blank. Yeah. 960-960, name and location. And of course, unfortunately, Connor's going to have to work the phone lines because we'll take some phone calls too.
Because
you always have a better chance to win tickets when you call in and talk to Brent Kron directly.
I text GVP, say, happy birthday, Beef Stew, yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just sent me back the buzzer sound. He said buzzer noise. That's what he sent me back.
Buzzer noise. That's very good. Yeah. That's very good.
That's clever. Yeah. I like that.
How would you spell
it? Yeah. It's you, Matt Rose, and GVP, all of birthday in April.
Yeah.
Look at you guys.
When's your birthday, George?
October.
October. When the leaves are falling.
It's true.
That's a week before Christmas.
I'm in the most popular month.
People hated you, hey? Just they have to get you a birthday gift.
I don't know. One
Christmas.
Gift this week.
One gift.
One gift.
Thanks,
combined.
You cheap bastards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just hanging your head around the house, kicking rocks down the driveway. Yeah. Like,
not my fault.
Well, no, there's snow on the driveway. So
definitely snow.
Wanted to ask you, obviously, the biggest story in the hockey world is the passing of the legendary Bob Cole yesterday. We had Ron McLean. If you missed Ron McLean giving Bob Cole stories, fantastic. Check out the podcast. He was on at 7 o'clock. What's your Bob Cole story, Brent Cron?
You know, I always wanted to meet that man. You know, I just grew up listening to him.
He was
the best ever. You know, Saturday nights, you just sit there and marvel at how awesome Bob Cole did his job, right? Like, just phenomenal. The two that come to mind, the first one is the Dougie Gilmore on the St. Louis Blues behind the net wrapping it around and like he says, like, Gilmore.
Second round against the Blues in 93. Yeah.
And I remember that because, like I said, my old man was a huge, huge Toronto fan. And listening to Bob Cole can make teams that I hate. I love them. You know what I mean? It's like I didn't like Patrick Waugh as a kid growing up. He wasn't.
That was my guy.
I know.
That was my guy.
What a save by Waugh. You know, you're sitting there like, wow. Like, I love Patrick Waugh now because you said his name so perfect. And then the other one I think is you did it, Lanny, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And there's just such a personal connection that this guy had to the game, but with obviously the people, right? Like, I don't think you can find a person on the planet that could say a bad thing about Bob Cole. Like, he's legendary. There's such an aura around. I remember going to listen to him speak. He was in Calgary, you know, years back, and he would just sit there and tell stories. And the whole room, you know, a lot of times people go up and talk, and it's like, hey, you got Charlie from, you know, used to play for the St. Louis Blues coming up and speaking. People respect that and they listen. Mm-hmm. They like to hear the stories. But when Bob Cole would go up to the podium and talk or just sit in a chair, and the room was dead silent. Like everybody's just
enthralled with every word.
And I got goosebumps even thinking about it because it's like nobody was whispering. Nobody's like checking their phones. Nobody's what's happening next. It's flipping Bob Cole, man. Like the guy is just a legend, right?
You want to hear the Gilmore call?
I'd love to.
Gilmore back in the net. Andrzejczyk in front with Borshevsky. It is Gilmore waiting around the net. Waiting, he's open. Gilmore! Solo job! And he's won it in a second overtime period. How about that?
Unreal.
Just that gives me goosebumps. Like, reminds me of my childhood. Like, just playoff hockey, old Maple Leaf Gardens too, right? I got the pleasure and privilege of practicing on that ice and, you know, just, man, oh man, it was too bad. But when I saw that yesterday, all the Bob Cole, you know, lines of the years, people are putting montages up and, I remember that game and, I remember that game. Wow, you know, it's just, he's a treasure, right? He's an absolute treasure. And
well said.
And it's just crazy, you know, how there's a lot of good ones out there, But Bob, man, oh man, top of that list.
I think one of the things that I love the most about sports is the passion that you can always see from a fan base. Like being inside a building for the playoffs is one of the greatest things that I enjoy just because it's palpable. Like your heart rate is elevated just because of the energy that is in those buildings. And Bob had a way of bringing that into your living room mm-hmm. so that you felt like you were actually there. And especially back then, when I was growing up, you know, watching games at home was nothing like being in the building. You can draw some similarities nowadays, but that was always the one thing that stood out to me was the way that he understood how to elevate to a big moment, but also not overtake it and let the game and the crowd do the work and him just kind of be the icing on the cake to really just bring it all together.
He was such a fan, you know, and listening to his conversations with Harry Neal,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they're going back and forth and talking, it's like they knew it was going to happen before it happens. Now everybody gets all crazy. Like, oh, he called that or he said this. It's like this was just a normal conversation between Bob Cole and Harry Neal, right? And to your point, Matt, it's like He stayed out of the way. He let the game play. He knew when to jump in. He knew when to make that big moment sensational. And like those iconic words, you can just hear him in the background. It's like, it's in, it's in.
Everything is happening.
Yeah. And he's got his composure and he's got the emotion with it. And man, like, oh, just phenomenal. Like, phenomenal.
Listen to this crowd.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite lines. Yeah. And then he just lets it breathe.
Yeah.
And again, I talked about it when I was a kid. I had a love-hate relationship with Bob Cole, because he always did the Leaf games. Yeah. I'm like, damn you, Leaf games.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. He'd be like, oh, because I wanted the Leafs to lose so bad all the time when I was a kid. But then he would call the Habs winning the Stanley Cup in 93, and you're like, Bob Cole, I have the Fabulous Forum, the Stanley Cup. And like, you get goosebumps thinking about that. The Desjardins clip we played earlier is just like some of the iconic moments. The Joe Sakic call in 02 is my favorite call I think Bob Cole ever did, which was fantastic. It's just so many incredible moments and calls. And you're right, like just the way he had that innate ability to let the game breathe, but also, he set out, you know, the stars of the game, but he was also a star.
Oh, absolutely. And everybody knew it too.
Yeah, exactly. And how he balanced both was absolutely fantastic.
Do you remember some of the salutes he got from some of the Burns?
The one in
Winnipeg?
Yeah.
Between the Habs and the Jets?
Nobody's paying attention to the game.
Nobody cared. Even the players were like...
Yeah. I know. And you mentioned Bob Cole. Like, people, you go to the saddle room, Bob Cole's, you know, Bob Cole this, Bob, you might be here. Or, you know, you go down to anywhere. Yep. It's Bob Cole was. Everybody's just...
Oh, well, in 04, right? Yeah. Western Conference Final onwards, it was Bob Cole and Harry Neal calling the Flames game.
And you're sitting there, it's like... Bob Cole.
Yeah. All you needed, like a lot of the players love the Hockey Night in Canada towels.
For sure.
But to have one of your games called by Bob, I'm sure that was another thing to just be like, especially you score, you're like, I have a Bob Cole highlight.
Yeah.
Listen, Bob Cole, Harry Neal, Ron and Don in the intermission, like you're talking the heyday of Hockey Night in Canada, like the pinnacle of Hockey Night in Canada.
The respect, you know what I mean? It's like they were, everybody respected them because of the job that they did. Bob Cole, I mean, he's just, you know, he's just got, like I said, that he just carries such weight around him, and it's like Mr. Cole, and you just
a legend. He was a living legend, even calling the games.
Oh, man.
And the best ever. And Bob Cole passing away yesterday at the age of 90, an absolute treasure in this country and in the game of hockey. Wanted to get your opinion on something we've been talking about, and I asked Frank Saravalli the question. I'm going to ask you the same one. Does it feel like the Stanley Cup window for the Lightning is closing?
Yes, it does. And you know what? Bobrovsky's been better than Vasilevsky, too, in my opinion, right? He's been
after having a bad March.
Yes. He looked like he's kind of regained his playoff form from last season. That save on Dumba, I mean, yeah, we can talk about it. It's great. But he's been making other tremendous saves and timely saves, too. It doesn't look like the Lightning have that same confidence either, right? The game is tied. You're thinking, you know, something's going to happen here. There's going to be a power player. Kucherov's going to set something up, or there's going to be a Stamkos one-timer. Braden Point's going to find the back of the net. I don't have that same faith when you watch now. Now it's like, I think Florida's got them, and they're up 3-0 in the series now, and they won. I was thinking that like the Tampa Bay would take that game last night to make it 2-1, but that's not the case, right?
They had a lead.
I know. And Florida looked fine the whole time. It didn't matter.
Without Sam Reinhardt.
Yes.
Without Sam Bennett.
Sorry, Sam Bennett. Yes. Yeah.
And you're like...
Got my Sams mixed up.
Yeah, they got lots.
It's crazy. It just... I like this team. I like the Florida... I like the Panthers team. But I do think that even on the bench, too, all season long, there's been a bit of... You know, John Cooper's can be a... You know, he's mostly reserved type of guy, but he's got some... His emotions go up and down, right? And you watch that bench, and there isn't that... That cockiness or that swagger too, right?
Yeah, we talked to Frank about this, and I respect Frank's opinion, but he didn't play professional hockey. You did. Is it a case where, and I know John Cooper's arguably the best coach in the NHL, but where does it get to a point where that team needs somebody else?
Yeah.
Like, and again, this isn't like, it would be a mutual parting. Like, hey, let's move on from John Cooper. But at what point does the Lightning and Julien Brisebois go, maybe we do need somebody else behind the bench? And it would be a mutual thing. Like, maybe John Cooper wants a different challenge. I don't know. The guy's going to be behind the bench for Team Canada.
Yep.
Like, obviously, he's the elite of the elite. But at what point, as a player and those guys in that room, do you think they need a new voice?
Right, and there's guys that have played with him for a very long period of time that are, who knows how much time that they have left either, right? Like, this team is coming to a point where there are going to be some changes coming, right? I mean, I feel like Vasilevsky's been in the league forever, but I think he's only 29. Right, and John Cooper. I mean, that's a respect thing too between the organization and him. It's like 100%.
I'm not advocating for firing John Cooper, but I'm just saying, like, at what point do you're like, we got to try something?
Yeah,
because you can't trade the old adage. You can't trade all the players. It's easier to just get to change the coach.
And sometimes a new voice, even when you know if they first round exit, right? You know, they sit down and have a conversation. What are you thinking, John? What do you think? What do you think this team needs? Type thing, right? And I mean, a change, I wouldn't be surprised if there was one.
Like, you know, look what Paul Maurice did with the Panthers.
I know.
When he got there, right? Flipped the switch.
Yep.
We're
not advocating for him being gone. It's just, you know, he's been around for so long.
And the guy won 45 games. He's done it essentially since he got there. Like, I know what you mean, but also switching out the coach is not going to change how that team plays in the postseason. That does nothing for the group. What do you achieve by switching to a coach? And who are you getting? How many good coaches are there in the NHL? They're not all of them. I'll tell you that for free.
There's one name out there that I could think of.
Who are you going to?
Quenneville.
Thank you.
Is he that much better than John Cooper?
But he could get something else out of the group.
I don't think he does. Like, here's the thing. Here's what the Lightning are going to do. They're going to say goodbye to Steven Stamkos.
I'm not disagreeing
with they're going to hit the free agency market, and they're going to do a whole bunch of more trades, and this team's going to be right back at it. Because one thing they've gotten used to is winning, and they're not just going to fold up the tent, call her a day.
I'm Victor
Hedman, one of the top five defensemen in the league this year. Nikita Kucherov, probably going to win the Hart. Andrei Vasilevsky, back surgery. I'm not going to count out the big cat just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's before you get to Sergachev, before you get to Point, before you get to Sorelli, and the rest of those good young players that they have. Isaac Howard coming into the mix. Like, I don't know. I just think this entire conversation we've had about the Lightning today is borderline ridiculous.
Okay.
I don't think they're going anywhere. Cup contender? Maybe not.
Yeah.
In the same sense that I look at the Hurricanes, I look at the Panthers, but all you need is a ticket.
I mean,
like, all you need is a ticket.
If the Lightning can be, I'm not saying in the same echelon, and it's also a different era, but they kind of have that vibe of what those Red Wings teams were in the 90s, where they're consistently going to the playoffs. Even if they're not winning a Stanley Cup, they are a threat just to be there.
At the end, with Zetterberg and Datsu constantly making the playoffs.
It still keeps going. And
right.
Even if they're not winning, they're still just getting that playoff juice going, and they're always going to be a threat. I think more of a problem there, though, is how they're run up top. I don't know if Julien Brisebois has done the same amount of good work that Steve Yzerman left them in, because Brisebois, that's Yzerman's team right there that they're watching.
I think the Hagel and the Janot trades are not as good as some of the other things they've pulled off recently.
No.
And that's put them behind the eight ball. The Janot one for sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
He's been there for 11 years. I was just looking at it. So
I think Coop?
Yeah, 2013.
Longest coach.
That's
rare. You don't see coaches go more than 6 years.
But how many times too do we rip apart organizations when players have just stick around too long? It's like at some point you got to say, you know what, that's not working out. Like, you know, it took, you know, the Stars with Modano, right? I mean, it was there, and then it's like, okay, you know, we're moving separate ways. Not once again suggesting John Cooper or the Tampa Bay Lightning need to go down this road, but sometimes a different voice does have an impact, right? And not saying that needs to be done, but, you know.
Well, it's like Maurice taking the Jets as far as he could go.
For sure. He's like, I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it was best for both parties.
Yep. And you could feel it.
Eric Francis had to call in. The Eric Francis show's today with Pat Steinberg. But Eric Francis wants to weigh in on this Tampa Bay Lightning we're having. Franchise, what's up, my man?
George, I love you.
Yep.
I love the show.
Yep.
That's the worst take I've ever heard in the history of sports talk radio.
Thank you. Eric, you clearly haven't been listening to me long enough. I've had way worse takes.
Fair enough, but
listen.
And I know you're just spitballing and throwing.
No. I'm saying, hold on. I'm just saying the championship window for the Lightning feels like it's closing. That's what I've been saying, and you disagree.
No. I don't disagree with that.
He's talking about the John Cooper one that they need to change out the coach.
I'm not saying they need to change out the coach.
You are wondering it aloud, and it shouldn't even be a conversation today.
Okay, go ahead, Franchise.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
John Cooper's the best coach in the National Hockey League. To even throw out the possibility, and I get it, even the greatest coaches of all time, Scotty Bowman gets fired. These guys, there's a shelf life. I get it. But the reason why Tampa Bay and their windows closing is because windows close. I mean, teams get older. Nobody dominates forever. you win enough, then and you mortgage the future enough that suddenly the future catches up to you. The last thing in that room you would ever change, or Julian Breezeball would ever consider changing, unless, of course, John Cooper just wanted to go fishing for a couple of years, is John Cooper. Like, hey, look, sports talk radio is great when you evoke an emotional response from someone, and damn it, you did it with me today. I'm like, God, I got to.
You called in.
You'd had enough, yeah. Eric. You called in enough.
I was just wondering out loud, franchise. You know how it is.
And Cronin, you're one of my top 20, 40 analysts for sure. But,
50.
But I'm disappointed you didn't shut it down right away. And you kind of thought, well, maybe a change of coach would be a good idea. We're talking about John Cooper, the coach of the Canadian team, the best coach in hockey. He gets it, like, as a person. He gets it as a coach. He gets it as a fan of the game. Like, he gets it in every possible way. There's nobody that I admire more in the National Hockey League than John Cooper. That's how much I think of him as a coach and as a representative of our game. Woo!
So what you're saying is I moved down to the 60 or 70th now of your favorite analyst with that asinine take by me, hey?
I got to reshuffle my list. Yeah. Like, I don't know where you are now. Yeah, but you got time to recover.
Yeah. I'm one text away from lose my number, eh?
Eric from Calgary, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. First time, long time.
Okay.
First time, long time.
Thanks, pal. Thanks for calling in.
Cheers, boys.
There he is.
Love
Eric
you.
Francis.
That was good. I like that.
He's like, I got to call the station.
Yeah. We should stay turned. Hey, sometimes calls are good. Like, the American stations do it really good. Sometimes those idiots, they go on too long. But, hey, I'm all right with stuff like that. That's cool. That's,
yeah.
I think he was wearing a bathrobe when he was talking.
He's definitely in the tub. Driving. Definitely in the driving his kids.
Oh, I see.
Driving his kids.
Yeah, he'd had enough.
Let her the hot
you
tub.
You should block that call.
Give that man the tickets. He's going to the Arkells.
He's going to the Arkells.
Get ready for the block party. speaking of Arkells.
I want to see that list, by the way.
The block list?
No, top 50 analysts. Francis.
Greg Cron, 53.
Yeah. One day.
We're giving away tickets to Arkells and the gold medal game at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship, which goes down May 12th down at Winsport.
Yes.
We're giving away two sets of tickets, Arkells and gold medal game at the World Para Ice Hockey Championship. 960-960, name and location. GVP, he's off today for some reason. The guy who never takes a day off, he's off today. GVP takes more time off than blank. GVP takes more time off than blank. 960-960, name and location. You always have a better chance to win tickets if you call in 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. Brent Cron will give away the tickets next. You've got to get through him to win tickets. We'll do that next. Big Show, Russick and Rose, 960 The Fan. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. The Chronalist in studio will do the Speargrass Golf Show coming up in about 12 minutes or so, but we got to give away some tickets. We have Arkells concert tickets. They're coming to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome November 2nd. You can buy them at Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. this morning, but you can win them here right now for free. And we also have tickets, a four-pack to the gold medal game at the Para Ice Hockey World Championship going down at Winsport. So we have two sets of tickets that Brett Cron, you get to pick who wins.
I'm very excited for this.
It's Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Nailed that one.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. How'd you get here? We drove.
We're asking you, our man GVP is off today. He never takes any time off because he's lazy.
Yep.
GVP takes more time off than blank. GVP, who never takes a day off, takes more time off than blank. 960-960, name and location. Give us a call to 403-240-4444, 403-240-4444. The text line is loaded up, too. You got your pen and paper. You're ready to write stuff down. You want to get to the phone line first?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get to Nathan. Nathan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Nathan, is the Stanley Cup window for the Lightning closing?
I think it's closing, but I think firing John Cooper is an insane take.
I never said fire John Cooper.
So it sounded like one in the morning. Goodness. Sounded like it.
All right, Nathan. GVP takes more time off than blank.
GVP takes off more time than the Leafs power play. Shows up most of the time, but spring shows up and they disappear.
Okay. All right. Like hang that. On the line. All right. I like that, Nathan. Hang on the line there.
He's not wrong.
403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. You like that start to that phone call?
I do. It's very to the point and okay. very true.
Okay. What do you got on the text line, courtesy of our text-reading robot, Texty McTexterson?
Wedley, Frank, and Steve. GVP takes more time off than Mitch Marner in the playoffs.
We have a lot of Marner talks.
Oh, okay. That was Wedley and Bridlewood?
We have, that was three people, because Wedley can't win. Oh, okay. I just linked their text together.
Okay. I don't think any of those are going to win.
No.
No, okay. They're not.
Especially Wedley, because that's a yeah. thing on this show.
Yeah. There's more Mitch Marner.
Ashley in Manchester. GVP has taken more time off than Milk Carton Mitch. Hashtag have you seen 16?
Okay, that's a better way to phrase it.
Yeah. How about this one?
Okay, do you
Kian
like
in Okotoks. GVP is like Mitch Marner in the 2024 playoffs. Consistently shows up until one day he just disappears, leaving everyone clueless and wondering who the hell is gonna step up and be an adequate replacement.
That's good.
Okay. Who was that?
That was Keegan in Okotoks.
Keegan?
Yeah.
Keegan. You write it down?
Keegan in Smokotoks. Let's go.
Okay.
Brad in Cochrane.
Okay.
GVP takes more time off than the Vegas Golden Knights star players before the playoffs.
I like that. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, for game one of the playoffs. Hey, oh, hey. 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. Let's get to Keith on the phone line here. Keith, good morning. How are you?
Good. As an Oilers fan, I'd like to say he takes more time off than Stuart Skinner come playoff time.
Oh, okay. Hang on the line. I think Brent Cron likes that call.
Skinner's kind of been fine, hasn't he? Like,
nine goals in two games? You sure about that? You sure about that?
I said fine, not good. I said
okay.
fine.
Like, fine.
He's not the reason they lost.
Yeah. That's like when you ask your girlfriend, how you doing? I'm fine. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Is it my fault? Does it work? What happened? Yeah.
That's what that fine was, yeah. Rose.
Have you ever tried to reverse
He's fine.
That?
Fine.
How are you doing? I'm fine.
Fine.
Doesn't
so
matter.
Skinner's just been fine.
Doesn't matter.
He's been fine. All right. Two strong calls, Nathan and Keith. 403-240-4444.
Keith, an Oilers fan, too.
Yeah. 403-240. Well, somebody in the office was wearing an Oilers sweater here. I'm like, what are you doing?
And there's a Vancouver flag up somewhere there, too.
There's a guy that comes in with all Kraken gear.
Okay, that's fine. You can like the Kraken all you want. Who cares? It's Kraken. Oh, no, Kraken. Yeah.
Since inception, I've been a fan.
You know, if there's one team I detest in the NHL, it's the Kraken.
Yeah. All their players that are really...
I haven't gotten over when they were the Metropolitans. Or yeah, all right, what else you got on the text line?
Jared in Red Deer County. GVP takes more time off than the 1999 to 2000 Flames scouting staff.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Who was that?
I didn't have to write
Jared
that.
Jared in Red Deer County.
You like that one?
I do. That is really good.
That's very good.
Okay.
Is it the same staff they still have now?
Probably.
I think it's the same staff.
403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. Our man, GVP's off today after his birthday yesterday. He takes more time off than blank. 960-960 name and location. How dare he take some time off?
I know.
Heads up, I'm off next Friday. 960-960
okay,
name and location. 403-240-4444. What else does Texty McTexterson have for us?
Jason from Airdrie. GVP take more days off than George Rozek does.
Oh,
if
hey,
he
yo.
Took Rozek's days off, divided them by three, then subtracted seven additional and didn't count a few sick days.
Okay.
Very detailed.
Divide by three, minus seven, don't count the sick days.
It's like you're
and
half
then
your age plus
like,
seven
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like.
That's different, but okay.
Tom the Trucker, at World Headquarters in Airdrie, GVP, takes more time off than the Leafs in the playoffs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that on the text line today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rich in Evanston. JVP takes more time off than Bob and Doug McKenzie. Hashtag take off at.
Okay. Take off, eh?
That's it's an old reference.
Very old, yeah.
Very old. Strange brew. They like their toques.
They do.
Yeah, and their beers.
Take off, eh?
Okay.
Mark in Lethbridge. GVP takes more time off than my wife agreeing to a place to eat when she says you pick a place.
Nah, you pick a place.
Why'd we go here?
Yeah. Okay. Wow, you picked wrong.
Huh. Okay.
I'm not hungry.
403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. What do you like so far?
Oh, Jared's my top one.
The Flame,
the Flame scouting staff.
Okay.
That
all
was
right.
Good.
Okay.
That got my attention. The calls were great too. I like the Keith Stewart Skinner taking some time off.
Okay.
Yeah. I got two more texts.
Okay.
Chris, in Southwood, GVP takes more time off than Jonathan Huberdeau, and that's saying something because GVP actually does work during the postseason.
Okay. All right.
Hey, the coach said. Coach wants him to come back
in tip-top shape.
Be yoked.
Yeah.
Be absolutely shredded.
Come back in tip-top shape, which I think is a fair assessment.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. Come back with that.
That's your job, right? $10.5 million abs.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. I love that. That's my favorite thing in any training camp. NFL, like, NHL, baseball. Baseball, especially. Come back in the best shape of his life.
I know.
I love it. It's like, great. Okay.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, Alec Manoa. That went well.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's just a reason for them to cut you if you show up and you're out of shape. It's like, well, you were in shape. And then you show up in shape, then the camp actually starts.
Yeah.
It shows you care a little bit.
Okay. One more text.
Ned in Coldale. GVP takes more time off than the Blue Jays bats.
Oh, okay, Ned. I like that.
Ned?
Yes.
Ned.
All right.
Here's the thing. We all knew this was going to happen. Blame the front office.
Okay, so for the Arkells, for Arkells tickets, it's not the Arkells. Forget the English language.
The Ukraine. Yeah.
For Arkells tickets.
Yep.
Who do you want somebody on the phone line? Do you like a couple texts? What? Give me your top three favorite right now.
Keith, Stuart Skinner. Jared ripping on me for the Flames scouting staff. And if I could read my writing here. You Pick a Place by Mark in Lethbridge, I think, about his wife.
Okay, why don't we get Keith back on the line here first. On the phone line here, Connor. Keith.
You bet.
Who would you take to the Arkells concert?
My boy is more punk rock, so definitely my wife.
Okay. Hang on the line. Okay. He's going to take
answer.
His wife.
Yep. It's a very good answer.
All right. So, this is a big, in the words of Spider-Man 1, with great power comes great responsibility, Brian Cronk.
And they say that.
Like, where do you want to go for tickets? Keith said he's going to take his wife if he wins the concert tickets, or he could win 4-pack to the Paralympic gold medal game May 12th, Paralympic, not Paralympic, Para Ice Hockey Championships, not the Olympics, Para Ice Hockey Championships down at Winsport, the gold medal game. There's a 4-pack on May 12th. You like the scouting staff one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like it as much as the Arkells tickets for that one? Or do you like, I don't want to influence you, or the 4-pack to the gold medal game at the Para Ice Hockey World Championships down at Winsport?
The Arkells thingy.
Is for who?
For Jared.
The text?
Jared in Red Deer County. GVP takes more time off than the 1999 to 2000 Flames scouting staff.
That's the concert tickets?
That's concert tickets.
Okay, congratulations. You're going to see Arkells Saturday, November 2nd down at Scotiabank Arena. Don't forget, Ticketmaster.ca, 10 a.m. this morning, the tickets go on sale. You want to give Keith the tickets to the gold medal game?
Yes.
Keith, put you back on the line. As Connor scrambling right down the back. Sorry, Connor. Keith, you didn't win
the
concert ticket
for the Paralympic.
Yeah, the Para Ice Hockey gold medal game on May 12th. You want to go to that?
What's the date of the week? I'm a shift worker.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday all day long, baby.
All right, hang on the line, my man. You won tickets to that gold medal game. Thanks for calling in, pal. Hold on the line. We'll get your details.
Groovy.
Okay, cool.
Groovy.
Excellent.
I haven't heard that in a while.
I think we did well.
Yeah, we did.
We made some people happy.
Yeah, we did.
I think you liked the text messages.
I did.
You're hanging around during the Speargrass Golf Show,
right? You're darn right I am. I got a list of plays of the week.
Plays of the week.
I got a list of some golf stuff.
Okay. Do you want to chime in with a question?
No.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
All right.
That's right.
We also got to do our lock of the day, which you're going to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's do the Speargrass Golf Show, brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course, Calgary's most friendly and relaxed golf experience, just 30 kilometers southeast of the city. Now open. Book tee times at speargrass.ca. That's Speargrass, speargrass.ca. You've already played the track. It's in good shape.
Oh, Speargrass. Yeah. I was out there on Friday, actually. I thought you meant like a song. Yeah, I was out there on Friday. Yeah. It was really good. Like, it, as far as early season, the conditions are not always lush, like wherever you go. But for being open for a couple of weeks here and for being able to just have the course open, yeah, it's in great shape. It was very windy. It was like the windiest day of the last month that we were out there. And we battled through it. Those last couple holes, dude, like you've been down there, down along the river.
17.
Looking real good right now.
Yeah.
Especially that par 3. Oh, okay.
It's okay.
It's all good. We're good.
No, it's okay.
But yeah, the course is looking really good right now.
Yeah. 17 is...
Boys, 17. What are we doing back there?
17 is one of the best. We're calling them. We need to take the phone call off the air for a second. There you go. It's all right. It's okay. No, it's okay. Don't. It's okay. Connor's sort of new. It's okay. These things happen sometimes. All right. Nobody's panicking. Nobody's freaking out. Just a little boop. Just a little
we still have to call our guest, guys.
No, we'll call our guest. Oh, he's not picking up?
No.
All right. Matty Rose is upset. The 17 at Speargrass, one of the most beautiful tee shots in all of Alberta.
I played it there, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you are a guy who is definitely an ace golfer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've seen me over the, I'd say the last year or so, make some impossible shots.
I have.
Put myself in impossible situations and somehow come out smelling like a rose.
Like, for a guy who shoots maybe 100.
Yeah.
You do.
I do.
On your resume.
It's crazy, actually. You know, and the group that I was with that day at the Calgary Flames golf tournament, Country Hills, was, they had no faith in me. And I told them, you know what, guys? I'm getting a hole-in-one today. And they still didn't believe me, but I got one.
That's incredible.
And that's my comeback to everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a terrible golfer. I'm like, I know, but do you have a hole-in-one? Like, you do?
And what was the money involved in that?
$10,000.
Yeah, $10,000. So there's you and Lanny McDonald.
I love how you dropped that.
Hey, $10,000. You and Lanny McDonald hitting aces at the Calgary Flames tournament.
I was, you know, I was a little upset that he got it because it takes all the, you know, now nobody talks to me about my hole-in-one. Now it's just, well, Lanny got a hole-in-one at the course, right? And nobody remembers me now, right? That's it. He just stole my thunder is what he did.
We remember you.
Yeah. I've seen one in my life. I have one on a par 3, but that doesn't count. Kevin Smith, Communication Director for the PG of Alberta, joins us here on the Speargrass Golf Show.
Alberta
Kevin,
Golf. Good morning.
Sorry, Alberta Golf. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I assume it's George, Cronor, and Maddie. Are all three of you there?
Yeah, we all are, Kevin. Thank you for jumping on. Do you have a hole-in-one?
I have two hole-in-ones, actually. But I didn't get my first until, I think it was 2017. I took my son down to the Final Four in Phoenix. But that one, I was looking around the green, couldn't find it, and it took me like 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, it's in the hole.
Oh, really? That's kind of anticlimactic.
2 years later, I actually saw it go in and went crazy and, you know, all that stuff. So I have two, but it took me a while.
Okay, so Kevin, when you're at when you're traveling and you're at a course that really nobody knows who you are, did you keep that on the down low so you didn't have to go hammer drinks for everybody in the clubhouse?
The second one was at our home course where we vacationed in Mexico, El Tigre. And it was actually, I was invited to Men's Day. So, but I was leaving the next day to come back to Calgary. So it wasn't like I was playing every week on Men's Day. So, I would have been in for probably 1,000 deep, but they let me off the hook afterwards. So that was, okay. that was kind of...
we know golf season starts a little later here in Alberta. What are some of the things that golfers who are about to go tee it up for the first time, what are some of the things they should be doing before playing their first round of the season?
Well, I mean, I find the first round of the season is actually probably the easiest because you're just happy to be out there hitting a golf ball. You have no expectations. You know, stretch, don't hurt yourself, all that type of stuff, warm up properly. But I find that it's like 2-3 weeks in where you start thinking, okay, now I should be shooting lower scores. Now I should be, and you start working on your game. And so, I don't know, I find the first round of the year is the absolute easiest because you're just thrilled to be out there, thrilled to be teeing it up. You don't care what you shoot. You're just happy to be outside with your friends again. And, just find some buddies, find a place. Most of the courses in the city are open now. If not, they're opening this weekend. So it's just nice to have most of the city open with an A in front of it in April.
Wanted to ask you about some of the events that Alberta Golf has coming up. The Lanny McDonald event, Tom Byers Jr. Golf Day coming up in May, and you also got the season opener, a best ball event in Sundry in, 3-4 weeks here as well. Can you tell us about a little bit about these events and who they're open to?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, Lanny, the event with Lanny, his brother-in-law, Tom Byers, was a longtime member at Inglewood Golf and Curling Club. And he passed away in 2020, and Lanny, you know, and Colin Patterson came to us at Alberta Golf and said, we want to do something in Tom's name. And 2 years ago, we came up with the Tom Byers Jr. Golf Day. And we got 80 kids on course at Inglewood. Kids up front and kids sport were also involved. Lanny brought the alumni, and we got 80 kids on course for $10 and 90 minutes of instruction, a barbecue. You know, Lanny gave a speech. Tom's Byers family was there, and it was a fantastic day. So this year will be the third year we're running this, and we're running it Sunday, May 19th, during the long weekend at Inglewood. And there's already a registration link on our website, albertagolfjuniors.org. So it's $10. And you get to come, get some instruction, discover the game. The morning session are 6 to 11-year-olds. Then you have a barbecue. Afternoon session are 12 to 15-year-olds. But always an amazing day. And, I mean, considering Lanny's health scare this year, it's going to be doubly emotional, you know, just to see him out and with the kids. And it should be an amazing day on Sunday, May 19th. So if you're listening, you have kids that want to come and be part of that day, we just opened registration, but I know last year it went really fast. So that's a great day on the 19th. And then we start our championship schedule on the 20th in Sundry with a best ball event. That's for pairs of men or women or mixed, whatever. And it's just best ball, play your 18 holes. It's a one-day event. Great way to kick off our season. And after that, our main season of championships starts in mid-June, and we're all over the province with junior events, you know, men's amateur, women's amateur. The Alberta Open down in Medicine Hat will be our only pro event. I guess in the Calgary area, you know, we will have the U19s and Olds, some of the best greens in the area. Highwood Golf's going to have our men's senior. River Spirit's going to have a women's event. So, yeah, that's kind of one of the things we're known for, running the amateur championships. But, again, that's for about 1,000 golfers, and we have 50,000 members, so we have stuff for more than just the elite golfers, for sure.
Kevin, how many times in your life have you explained the difference between a best ball event and a scramble event?
Oh, man. It's once you get it, you get it. But, yeah, I mean, we're around golf our whole life, so we just assume everybody knows, right?
Right.
You know, kind of like I'm a tennis player, and I just assume everyone knows that the scoring makes perfect sense, you know, 15, 30, 40, right? Yeah, I think that's what we're finding out. Is we're trying to onboard all these new golfers, and especially during COVID, people, you know, oh, golf's the one thing we can do, I'll try this sport out, right? Or, you know, launch pad, you know, at Mickelson or at Heritage Point, people are going and trying launch pad, which is kind of like, you know, bowling for golf. And they're like, hey, this is great. And then they stick with it, buy some clubs, and discover the game. So there is a steep learning curve, and we're trying to, you know, onboard people. And that's actually one of the reasons we have this new upswing platform, because, like I said, we probably have 1,000 elite golfers. We think there's 100,000, 200,000 just golfers in the province that don't want to be competitive. They don't want to keep a handicap, but they sure want to get out and have some fun. So we have these upswing events, you know, at Stewart Creek and Banff Springs, and, you know, we bring activations to your tournament and, you know, closest to the pin and putting contests. And we have this upswing website where you can go on and just plug in, I want a course, you know, this far from my house at this price point. It kind of finds, just kind of find stuff for you. The courses put in what they have going on, like a Tuesday ladies league or a, you know, and it's kind of a one-stop shop to find your fun, we say. So I guess that's a nice tie-in from our competitions to people just kind of getting into the game. You know, check out Upswing, because that's a nice way to, you know, just kind of find something fun for everybody.
We're up against it, but can you really tell us about, really quickly tell us about Youth on the Course as well?
Yeah. So Youth on Course is a massive program in the United States. We brought it to Canada for the very first time in 2019 in Alberta. And basically we have 25 courses in Alberta that let kids under 18 play for $5. So we're trying to break down cost barriers, trying to get people into the game. Every city Calgary City Course has youth on course now. Shaganapi, McCall, Douglasdale, Maple Ridge, Lakeview. You can play for $5 if you're under 18. So I really suggest you go to our Alberta Golf Juniors website, look at youth on course. All you have to do is be a member of Alberta Golf. So it's $59 for the year, and then you get repeated $5 golf. The courses kind of set their restrictions. It's not all day, every day, but there's tons of times, and it's just a great way for anyone to get into the game for a cheap rate. So, yeah, we've got tons going on. Youth on course. One last thing I will say, try our qualifiers. Like, we have qualifiers for all of our championships. Like, I even play in some of our events. If you're like a 4, 5, 6, 7 handicap, why not get out there and see what it's like to compete? Play a qualifier. Yeah, you might qualify and get to play in one of our big events. People tend to think that, oh, I'm not good enough to try something like that. But I don't know. I shot 95 in my first tournament and then 80 last year and almost made the cut. And maybe this year I make the cut. So tournament golf's a different beast. But if you see one of our qualifiers, I would suggest give it a shot.
Oh, that's great advice. Kevin Smith, Communication Director for Alberta Golf on the Speargrass Golf Show. Kevin, great stuff. Thanks for this.
Oh, thanks, guys. Always great to hear you and chat some golf. Season's almost here.
Sounds damn right it is. Thanks very much, Kevin.
All right, there
it is. That's the Speargrass Golf Show brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course, Calgary's most friendly and relaxed golf experience, just 30 kilometers southeast of the city. Now open. Book tee times at speargrass.ca. That's speargrass.ca. Two things we got to do before we say goodbye. Lock of the day, plays of the day, plays of the week, and what do you got coming up at Mucho Big Show? But we won't do that now because we're going to do our lock of the day. And it's brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. How we did last night, Patrick?
You were the only one that hit your hit.
Damn right. I'm going back. Do I go soccer today? Okay, yeah. I'm going to go the English Championship today. QPR, Queen's Park Rangers, hosting Leeds United. QPR 18th in the championship.
Yeah, QPR.
I am going to take Leeds United at first half to have a lead at the half. I'm going to take Leeds United three-way first half. Okay? Lock it in.
Sick. It's the most complicated random lines you can find.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the Jays game.
Who's in first place? Chris
Bassett is back at home, and he's been really good at home. I'm going to take the under on hits allowed for Chris Bassett. Dalton Varsho continues to be red hot. His line is set at a half base for total bases. I'm going to parlay over a half base for Dalton Varsho and under 5.5 hits for Chris Bassett.
Lock it in.
Lock it in.
What do we got, Patrick? Do you got something, Brent Cron?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm taking the over.
In what?
On the Jets and Avalanche game.
Oh.
6.5. Hellebuck hasn't stopped a beach ball. I don't think he's going to stop one in game 3. And we're going six, we're taking the over.
What about my man Georgiev? He's not going to shut the door?
He did a better job shutting the door game 2 in Winnipeg.
Yeah, but like George says, do it for more than one game.
Exactly. I agree.
Okay. 6.5 on the over?
Yep.
All right.
Bob Cole special. Vancouver, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Toronto all win.
Whoa. 14.
Look at plus that. 1447.
The Canadian parlay.
Lock it in.
Stone cold stoic face of Patty Dumas.
I can't wait till the Predators knock the Canucks out of the playoffs. The lock of the day is brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes and the Avalanche. Cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. What do you got coming up on Mucho Big Show?
Commissioner of the Canadian Premier League, Mark Noonan at 9:05. He's in town ahead of the Cavs home opener. And then Okotoks Oilers forward, Owen McNeil. The Oilers and Brooks Bandits play game 5 in their Alberta Division BCHL semifinal today.
When are you back with us?
Friday. I think
you want to come in any other day? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I think Wednesday.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll chat.
Yeah, we got Donovan Bailey coming in studio on Monday.
Ooh.
You should come in for that. I'm sure you have a lot of traction.
Tuesday? Yeah.
Oh, then come in Monday. You want to come in Monday?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
Wednesday might be better.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll leave you with plays of the week. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, and stuff if you want. If you missed Ron McLean, you have to listen to that. with the memory of
Huska
Bob Cole.
On Thursday too.
And Huska yesterday was incredible between the 8 and 9 a.m. hour. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a terrific weekend. We leave you with Plays of the Week. Bye.
Bye.
This is the best of the worst of the Big Show with Russick and Rose.
Because I think he's a slug. I think he's lazy.
Well,
words hurt sometimes.
That's not the right attitude, I can tell you that. You have to look at that line.
I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. Join me Friday mornings at 8 a.m.
That's boring.
I'll spend an hour with George and Matt to get some thoughts off my chest.
You're boring, everybody.
It's me, Brent Cron, on The Big Show.
Quit boring, everyone.
You made a critical mistake.
That mommy lover?
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Canceled. If you don't agree with that, you're canceled. Nobody should hear from you again. Don't ask questions, idiot. It's the best save in the history of the National Hockey League. And if you disagree, delete your account and go away forever because you're done.
I believe Azam and Shan will have my brother is Sean.
That Bobrovsky save was the greatest save you've ever seen life. You're wrong, bro. And Jesse Granger, Vegas Golden Knights writer reporter for The Athletic. People not big fans of The Athletic.
Hey, man, that's not cool.
Sorry, that's such a Freudian slip.
People are not a big fan of The Athletic.
Sorry. Look at him making his life better during the pandemic when all I did was growing my beard out during the pandemic.
I got really into day drinking.
I don't know where I felt like it. Get a little drink around here, do you, bud?
And can you give us a letter grade for the nickname Yayrod?
Oh, wow. Yayrod, I'm going to give that an F. I'm sorry.
Whoa!
And then it cost him, and then he was scrambling, and it was a pivotal. It was a pivotal goal. Darn it! I'm not done talking about these Calgary Flames. It's me, Brent Cron on The Big Show.
Because that's the greatest save you've ever seen in hockey, and it's over. The discussion is over. It's the best save ever. That's it. Done.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
I got 5 chickens. I don't want any LED on them. None. Scan my shirt 5 times, buddy. 5 times.
The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose. Weekdays when you wake up.
Your friends, your family, gone. Canceled.
Just let them go.
Bye.